80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
'90s and more. 105.7
Hits the gloom.
such a man can tell you so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a lot and the light that you shine can't be seen? So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a large and the light that you shine can't be seen?
Showed in your eyes.
1057 CFW. Remember this one? For fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire. Sign up for our free newsletter and more online at WCFW.FM. Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume. Ooh. I'm sad, but I'm laughing. I'm brave, but I'm chicken sh**. I'm sick, but I'm pretty.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Behind.
Mike McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning, every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. The U.S. Justice Department announced actions against a sophisticated Russian propaganda campaign designed to influence voting of specific demographic groups in the 2024 election and shape attitudes toward the war in Ukraine. September 4th, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland accused groups linked to the Russian government of paying U.S.-based conservative podcasters to push inflammatory and false news stories. According to a Department of Justice statement, three organizations under the direction of a first deputy chief of staff in Vladimir Putin's inner circle also created websites and social media sites intended to trick Americans into thinking they were reading legitimate news sources. The organizations created dozens of look-alike websites with Russian-produced propaganda, including the Washington Post, CNN, Fox News, and others. Other efforts use fake social media sites to target voters in swing states and conservative states, and specific demographic groups such as gamers, Hispanics, American Jews, and others. DOJ says 32 of those site domains were seized. 10 Russians, most of whom are connected to RT, a state-sponsored television network, have been sanctioned by the U.S. Treasury Department. DOJ cites an unidentified Tennessee-based company as being paid to produce videos used in the effort. We've linked the DOJ statement and documents outlining the Russian plans at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking to the people who have savings and investments. I want to encourage you to check in on your accounts about more than just your returns. Also check the fees that you're paying. Look, investing is never free, but there are all kinds of fees that can show up on statements, and they can really eat up your profits over time. I mean, a 1% fee sounds downright cheap, right? But if you only expect a 7% long-term return on your investment, which is a moderate and reasonable amount, that 1% is going to slow your investment growth and take a big bite of its value when you get to retirement. If you've got questions about fees, call your broker or your bank. Ask how the fees are affecting your returns, and if you don't like the answer, you can move your money to someplace with lower fees. Check out workmoney.org for more money tips. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The man accused of making threats against the Chippewa County Courthouse was sentenced to probation on Thursday. Harley Alcala entered a guilty plea to felony bail jumping and making threats to a judge, prosecutor, or law enforcement officer, and was sentenced to 4 years of probation and fined $5,000. Alcala was accused of making a series of threatening Facebook posts before a hearing at the courthouse, one of which asked, quote, "Ever seen a courthouse shot up?" He will also undergo a mental health evaluation. The biannual point-in-time survey has found a sharp rise in the number of identified unhoused individuals in the Chippewa Valley area. According to the study, the total number of unhoused individuals in Eau Claire, Buffalo, Jackson, and Trempealeau counties has doubled just since January, jumping from 52 people to 104 people. Officials cited a lack of affordable housing as the reason for the sharp increase in the unhoused population and say the true number of unhoused individuals could easily be even higher. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 45. Sunshine, 75 for your Sunday. Sunday night, clear mid 50s. Monday, a little warmer, low 80s on tap, and 82 for Tuesday.
It's 39 at our studios.
CFW.
Roaming around, always looking down.
painted faces fill the places I can't reach. You know that I can use somebody. You know that I can use somebody. Someone like you.
And more.
Love
Shack, baby, love
Oh,
flamenco dance. You know she dances while his father plays guitar. She's suddenly beautiful, and we all want something beautiful. Man, I wish I was beautiful.
For fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Working so hard like a soldier. Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Oh, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. We gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Oh, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Who is to blame in what country? Never can get to the one. Dealing in multiplication, and they still can't feed everyone. Oh no, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Oh no, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. Avenue.